When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Y'all, it's Martha Norwalk welcoming you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Just like it sounds, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And hey, it is the third Sunday of April, and that means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your animals or human loved ones on this side or the other. Personal awareness, coaching, feng shui, astrology, anything psychic on your list with Natasha Venter. And for a moment there, we are not quite as organized as we usually are to start the show. I guess that's kind of 2 weeks in a row, Nathan. Anyway, here as usual, keeping things working would be Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. I'm earning my dues today, I should say.
You know, we had a little tap dancing to do last week because I think it was your mother's fault, wasn't it?
We'll put the blame on her.
Yeah, Stacy, our call screener, ran into Nathan's mother at church before the show, and they got to talking, and so Stacy was late arriving, and yeah, well, I won't tell you. Anyway.
It's okay to talk about all this stuff. I talked about it with my mom, and I shared her the audio clip of us discussing that, and yeah, she couldn't stop laughing, and I think tears were rolling down her eyes from laughing so hard. So,
oh, she thought it was funny, huh?
She thought it was hilarious.
Okay, well, anyway, so I think I got into the studio 2 minutes before airtime, and anyway, so it was a little goofy. And so today, I didn't drive into the studio this morning. I'm zooming in, and it's Martha and Natasha Sunday, and you know, Natasha zooms in too, and is usually here ahead of time and all of that. And Nathan and I are chatting away, and we get our promos recorded and all that sort of stuff. And then we're looking at the clock, it's getting close to nine. We're thinking, where the heck is Natasha? You know, and I said, well, she'll be here. And Nathan's saying, she's just probably waiting because she knows you and I have production issues, you know, things to do. And well, you know, and then it's
timing,
like,
I guess I'm flying with this
there
morning.
She is. And anyway, so I sent off a text and I don't get an answer. And Nathan calls and he doesn't get an answer. So Nathan and I were just thinking about all what we could do if Natasha didn't show up. But she did. So anyway, once again, Natasha Venter, intuitiveclarifications.com, our all around psychic person. And oh boy, have I got a mystery to solve.
Really?
But anyway, well, I'll put on my hat. Yeah. Good morning, Natasha Venter.
Good
Welcome
morning.
Back to Animal World. And how are you and where the heck were you?
Let's see, kind of doing the dance of what these planets are doing right now. We just had a big conjunction this weekend of Uranus and Jupiter. And it has
so you're going to blame this on the stars and the planets, huh?
You know, it's been, I mean, I could have fallen asleep at 7:30 last night, and I'm usually a 1 o'clock person.
I was going to blame it. Possibly, maybe there is some allergic reaction going on or something, because, you know, I got out in the morning of springtime. I swear there's a lot more pollen flying around than I've
there
seen
is.
In the past. So I was concerned for that case. With Natasha.
Oh, no,
but...
yeah, no,
now that's interesting because, you know, I can have, you know, seasonal allergies and pollen stuff. You know, my dad had, you know, hay fever and all that sort of stuff. And so I kind of do. But I this year so far, I have not been having the reaction I normally do to pollen and stuff. Now, the weather's been weird and all of that. And normally at this time, I'll go through a period of time where the alders are dropping pollen. And I'll go out and my whole driveway is yellow, covered, you know, with yellow alder pollen. Okay. And then I have to blow it away. And, you know, and then I, you know, well, that hasn't happened. So I don't know if it just didn't happen or if it got rained out. And but anyway, I've been not having much of a response. And yesterday, because of the weather pattern, I'm very happy because I got out just in the nickola of time. And because looking at the weather, it was like, oh boy, grass is already overgrown. You better get out there and mow because there's going to be a lot of rain for a while and it may not happen again. Anyway, but I got out and I mowed and I blowed and I got everything all cleaned up and everything looking great just in the nick of time. And then the wind came up like crazy. Mm-hmm. And I was mowed and blowed, but now the wind kind of puts more, you know, branches and, you know, stuff down on the ground. But that's okay because I'm all mowed and blowed and everything is fine. So I got all that done, and then it rained for a while. But normally, after I mow and blow, I'd have to take some of my homeopathic allergy stuff, especially doing the show today. I haven't taken anything, and I didn't take anything last night. All right, so that's my side of the story, is I'm not reacting. But Nathan, you are aware of more pollen down where you are. And I think, Natasha, you were just about to say... is there just nothing happening in my neighborhood, or what the heck's going on, Natasha?
Well, I'm really getting a sense that, you know, with the way that spring came in, kind of, and we are getting played with the weather. California is a big one. You know, India is another one. You know, it's like we're all getting these big things that. So our weather is being different. So I'm not getting that all the trees are downloading at the same time.
Oh, okay.
You know, like a lot of times they do, but there is. I know my husband's having problems, you know, with allergies. I had a bunch of pollen on my car.
Why am I not? What's your site? How come I'm
probably
not?
Probably because that one, those two or three that usually get you aren't having those downloads at the same time.
Okay.
So, you know, there so may be just, a little bit here and a little bit there and a little
all
bit
right,
over
so
here.
What I know, what I react to just isn't happening as much. It's other stuff going on that I'm just not sensitive to.
Yeah, exactly. So okay. Instead of it all happening at the same time, that it's happening more, maybe synchronicity, you know, more in sync with you, or, you know, and our bodies are upgrading too. So it could be that you're just shifting up a little bit more differently. So
yeah, hear that? Uh-huh. I can actually breathe out of both sides of my nose, you know, so it's like this. I'm grateful that, you know, I'm not clogged up and all of that, but that's good anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So, Nathan, as long as we're on the weather, ooh, I just looked out my window again, turned my head. It's actually brightening up. I mean, it almost looks. No, okay, so you've got
almost like the
clouds.
Opposite of what we were talking about last week. You're like, where the heck is the sun for you? Now I'm looking outside. Where the heck is the sun for me?
Well, yeah, it was high clouds and really gray, but I was just going to say it's lightening up here, and it almost looked like there was a little bit of sun coming through. But, yeah, it looks like the sun is threatening up here.
Threatening?
Threatening to come out. But it hasn't quite made it yet. It's teasing. Maybe that's a better word. It's teasing. Yeah,
there
the sun,
we go. I like that.
Sun,
I like that word a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah. The rain would be maybe threatening, except that, that's what I wanted to ask you about, Natasha. I mean, we'll find out what the deal is for the weather going on. But then I want Natasha to look forward because I'm a bit concerned. I heard on the news this week, Nathan, that we only have 68% of our snow, pack in the mountain, and that's not good.
Yeah, looking over the Olympics last week, I was thinking to myself, they don't really seem to have those white caps on them like they usually do.
Well, there's snow, but the snow line's
a lot higher.
Yeah, yeah. So I was also mentioning, and Natasha, you could confirm this, but I've been spending a lot of time just looking around at my property. The back of my house, I have a nice terrace, and that's where my fountain and little pond is. And I have forest, trees around, and so forth. But I've always had more of a rainforesty type energy and humidity, and quite wet. And two corners of my property have a swampy, marshy area, you know, that gets fills up in the winter and dries out a little more in the summer. Those are kind of normal, my marshy areas, but I think the energy of the forest is changing because it seems like it's so dry and it's much drier than it is. And normally for me to go out and mow the lawn, half of my yard can get too wet to mow. And normally that would be the case in the one area this time of year, I'd be having to mow around that area or, you know, wait. No, not at all. And there doesn't seem to be the undergrowth of things that there has been. And it just feels to me like it's been so consistently dry now for a couple of years or so. I'm seeing the difference of that in my little world here, in my little acre, and that it's much drier. So is that correct, Natasha? It's so dry.
You know, we're in that ebb and flow of change.
Yeah.
Change energetically, change spiritually, change earthly, change bodily, change mentally, change whatever that change is. And, you know, we're going to have these ebb and flow moments. So I'm not going to say I'm sticking to this.
Right.
But at the same time, though, you know, our earth is changing.
Okay. Well, how about the fact that we only have 68% of our snowpack? Are we going to catch up with that? Do we have any chance of that? Do you think, are we going to?
No.
It's just going to be extra dry again now. And that usually means water restrictions early and burn bans and all that sort of stuff. And what do you see going forward for the rest of the spring here into summer?
I see that we are going to have some rainy. We may not. You know, with these chemtrails and them sprinkling, you know, I cannot predict what government or the people of controlling this are going to do, that we may get the rain when we need it because they're going to manipulate it, you know, or I'm not getting that we should be in fear of it. We should be in acknowledgement of it.
It's going to be
maybe a little bit drier summer. But I don't get that it's going to be drier in the weather scenario.
Oh, okay, all right.
You know, we're going to have our normal days. You know, that time usually like the middle of July to August, September. That's going to be drier like normal. But we're going to have this ebb and flow of, you know, really nice day and maybe some rain in the afternoon. You know, it's that ebb and flow for a while.
Yeah. Okay. But you're not seeing a big disaster, and we were really too dry and a really bad summer or something.
Well, what I'm really
flowing and
yeah, what I'm understanding is that I am putting out the energy of calmness and I'm accepting that reality is the way it is. But at the same time, though, if we get enough people who collectively stay in calmness about this, it's going to be what it's going to be. And if we don't react to it, then we're going to have more of a calmer knowing right. with it.
That's what I was just getting. I was thinking about that, is that it really is. The more we argue with things and get upset about things, worry about things, get angry about things, the worse we make them. Because,
exactly.
you know, as I'm always saying, thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So our job is really to go with the flow, is to accept what's going on. And that, of course, is what triggered one of our affirmations that we do to start the show. And by the way, if you're listening, we haven't officially
started. Yeah, and if I can add on, if I can add on real quick here, because it's not that we should accept everything that's going on.
Well,
there's some people and there's some moments where we're going to have to stand up and say, this is not acceptable. But the thing is, though, do we fight it? What is
right.
our perception? What is our intention? What is our negotiation with it? And that's what I'm asking for people to do is that it is what it is. What are we going to do about it? And then make those stronger choices inside of what's happening.
Yeah, sounds good. All right. So I am... Well, and then at least for today, Nathan, is the rainy spell we're having this weekend, is that over for now? And it's lightening up for today? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I have a little bit of blue sky coming in, and it is, in fact, the sun that was teasing.
Yeah, I just had a little bit that creeped up more. I don't know if you can see it on here, but it's just that very right above where I'm looking, so it wouldn't be catching it on the camera. But for rain, you were asking about the rain. It's over. Well, not really. It's going to be a little bit here and there still, but we can expect to plan on, you know, a good portion of the week being under partly sunny skies. So, I mean, just kind of keep your eye on the forecast and what's going on in the weather, and we won't have any surprises like we did yesterday where it started off, you know, like just completely blue skies, and I was putting together the weather report and thinking to myself, what? There's rain today? Looking outside, I don't even see a single cloud. But sure enough, right around 4 o'clock, clouds rolled in real quickly, and it started getting stormy out there and windy and rainy. And yeah, that was right.
Yep.
It came. But as far as those sudden changes, I wouldn't expect anything like that throughout this week. Everything will be really gradual.
I have to say, it was the warmest it's been all year yesterday up here. I was a little shocked when I looked at the thermometer. It was 72.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was really warm outside. And then, you know, so I got out and, you know, got my mowing done and blowing and everything cleaned up. And while I was still finishing up, the winds picked up and started coming in. I was like, yikes, I got, you know, because, you know, a few little branches were falling. I was like, oh, Robbie and I need to get back in the side before the wind gets really big. But the wind really picked up and then it did rain quite a bit for the rest of the day and evening. But boy, you're right, Natasha. It's sure the weather's changing because it's definitely not the rain that we used to get.
Mm-hmm. It
it rained yesterday, but not like it should be raining at this time of year normally, you know, for us. So
spring is here and it's going to be an interesting spring. So,
yeah. And it looked like it's going to be kind of iffy on and off and rain and sun through the week and so forth. I just have trouble really knowing what time of the year is it really, because it's not what I'm used to.
But I love spring because in a normalcy, you know, that we have A rain shower, a rainbow, you know, it's, you know, a storm, a non-storm, you know, a beautiful day. It's been magical. I mean, there was one summer where, or one spring that, you know, it was in the 80s before, during April. I mean, I was wearing sun hats at recess in April and May. And usually we don't have hats on until, you know, the end of May, June. So, you know, we're having these ebb and flow times where our snowpack that summer or that spring came off really fast and we had floods, you know, because it was so warm so quickly. So, you know, we've had summers and springs where it's been wonky and, you know, it's called Mother Nature.
Yeah.
The last one that we can control is Mother Nature. And, you know, Dubai is a good teller on how much if we mess with Mother Nature, you know, stuff can happen. And so it's not, there's already people or there's already energies that are in control of weather. Don't mess with it. My story, you know?
Well, I don't necessarily mess with it, but I do talk to it. So, you know, yeah. I was talking my best sales pitch the weather angels yesterday when I'm out there on my, you know, and I said, you know, you just need to hold off on the rain and until I get the mowing and blowing done, and then you can do whatever you want. And man, I love it because, you know, when you ask, then
sometimes you may receive.
And I find that actually, you know, weather angels do cooperate quite nicely when they can. And like I said, I made it just in the nick of time. So I'm pleased. Alrighty. Looks like I'm looking at the clock and we're already a couple minutes past. Let's how about we take care of our advertisers to stay on schedule, and then we can officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations. And then, I've got great stuff to talk with Natasha about. But we also have open phone lines today. And if you have questions for me or Natasha, oh, we already have people on the line. Well, okay, you guys, we better step it up, Natasha. So actually, it's me. We will take care of our advertisers. We'll come back and start the show with our prayers and affirmations, and then we're going to the phones. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2121. 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. She is our best bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner, and she does energy codes as well. She was here with Brother Dr. Nels last week, and she is available to help you throughout the month when she's not on the air with us. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that haven't worked with her in person before. Having her do a session with you on the radio doesn't count, so you can still get a free session with her. She works out of the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery. That's where her office is. And she can work with you in person at her office at Intraspace, or she can work with you remotely over the phone or Zoom or something along those lines. At any rate, all you have to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And she would be happy to do a free session for you. So it's Linda Rasmussen. You can check her out at her website, verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And then call or text her at the number I'm going to give you now for a free session, 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. And then, of course, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, at the Whispering Dragon Center is now in her home in the Shoreline area. A great location, great parking, easy access, and it's just such a gift to be in the gong room and hear the gongs and the acutonic forks and chimes and what she does. And man, I had the greatest session with her on Friday. My body was really out of alignment, and she got me all straightened out. And boy, it just is a wonderful experience to work with Jude. And you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Or you can just give her a call. You can work with her personally in Shoreline, in the gong room, or she can work with you remotely as well. So whispering-dragon.com, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, you can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. We are caught up and on time here, and it is time to officially start the show. Gosh, only took us about a half an hour this week to get our chatting out of the way. And if you haven't been here before, I want to start the show. I do that by honoring the saint that has guided my work for all these years. And that, of course, would be my work with the animals. That would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, do a couple of little Saint Francis prayers. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations that we do because they're very powerful and help us to get spiritualized and energized up for the day and the week. All righty. And participating with me in this part of the show with the prayers and the affirmations, it's totally optional. You can opt in, you can opt out. So you can say the prayers and the affirmations along with me, or you can just tune out for this. Not like dancing, getting on the love train at 10 and 11. Dancing is required, but here your participation is optional. All righty, so here we go. I start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty. Now it is the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty, there we go with our prayers. Now we've got our pile of affirmations, each chosen, contributed by one member of our animal family or another, and our animal world family. And this first one comes from my spiritual family, and it was an assignment from one of my spiritual teachers, and to do it every day for a week. Huh, changed my life. It is now the first affirmation we start with. I say each one out loud three times, and you, like I said, can join me or not. Up to you. Here we go with affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two. Equally powerful, can transform your life as well. And this one is contributed by Linda Rasmussen. And you know that when you listen, when Linda and Dr. Nels are on, when Linda does a session with one of you human animals, she gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this one came from, and it ended up being so powerful and helped so many of us. It is now included. Here we go, affirmation number two. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty then. This affirmation comes from my spiritual family, Ananda, but the Italian division, and is the one I use to keep me in the right frame of mind, especially for going out in the world and also being in good health and well-being, staying out of all the yucky stuff. So here we go. Affirmation number three. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty then, the next affirmation. This is the one I told you about. This one comes from Natasha and is the one that I use. And by the way, I do these affirmations for my animals as well every morning. This is the one that helps us accept and get in harmony with what's going on, all this crazy stuff that we're always talking about. All right, here we go with the next affirmation. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Oof, all righty, and then to conclude our stack of affirmations, this is the Ananda Warrior of Light affirmation, and boy, is this one needed. You know, we got wars going on all over the place, and so you know where to send your love, your God's light in this affirmation. Let's contribute to the raising and healing of the planet, not the other way around. All right, here we go, three times. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty. Now to conclude this affirmation group, this is Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part. And the way we conclude all of this is take your hands, cross them over your chest, and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Whew. All righty. We are all spiritualized up for the day and the week, ready to go. And let's see, Nathan, what is your pleasure? I know we have phone call to go to, and I'm looking at the clock. Would you like to take care of advertisers, get that out of the way?
Let's go ahead and do that.
All righty. And then we're heading up to Lake Stevens, right?
We are, and Tina's on the line.
Yeah, hold on, Tina. We'll take care of advertisers, so we got plenty of time for you. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. First phone call, and I believe probably questions for Natasha about Tina's animals. So stay tuned for that. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune in to our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are Winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, newprosupplements.com. Check them out. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamins around. I love the New Pro Nuggets. And the dog supplements, just over the top. It produces the greatest skin and hair coat. Comes in a hip and joint formula as well. A phenomenal supplement. I just had to order more of the dog supplement for Robbie, and I didn't want to run out to the pet store, so gosh, I just ordered it on Amazon and it was here the next day. I mean, it's a piece of cake. So check them out, NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com, and then know that I am an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and what I like to do most is work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their animal friends and solve problems. I can help get most of your dog's behavior under control right away, especially like barking and jumping and all the nuisance sort of stuff drives you nuts. Even if it's been going on for years, I can usually get it under control immediately. And I usually only have to see my clients once. And I always talk to you for free on the phone. I always do free, no obligation telephone interview and evaluation. And then if we decide we're a match, we can set something up. If I'm not the best one to help you, I probably know who is. And business is slow. There just is not a lot going on in the looking for dog trainer type stuff these days. Less than I remember in years and years. So I can really use your help. Take my phone number with you. And if you run into anybody who has problems with their dogs, tell them I'll talk to them for free on the phone. Give me a call. My number's 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All right. Before we get back to the phones, Natasha, I'm really serious when I say that they're just there's a number of online services that people mm-hmm. request, trainers and so forth. All of them are really, really down and very, very few coming in. Now, I think some of the problem is that I think all the people that went out and cleared out the shelters when we locked down for COVID and all of that and rescued all the dogs.
Yep.
I think when life started to get back to normal, they took the dogs back because the shelters are overflowing again and all that sort of stuff. But what the heck is going on? And is business going to pick up for me? I'm talking about me personally. I'm putting in there.
Well, I was going into Tina, so I apologize that I'm not.
Well, Tina's it's my show. So, Tina, you have to wait a minute.
Let me swing back this other way here as the pendulum swings. We're in a big change up, and that is a true statement that a lot of the animals that were stressing people out, people just said, I'm not dealing with it.
And then took them back.
And that's sad. That's yeah. really sad. And I really get that people in a way right now are, I don't want to say fearful, but they're feeling like they can just tough it through themselves.
Okay.
You know, they don't realize that this is about community. You know, we're coming in a time where community, you know, I need help. I need help. Yeah, I need assistance. And it's being that vulnerability, because sometimes when we're going through so much change, it's hard to be vulnerable.
Right.
And I know that a lot of people are going through grief right now, and it's really hard to be vulnerable during that time. And so we're in this ebb and flow of trying to figure out how to communicate through change.
And yeah, I just wondered if something else is trying to happen for me, and I'm need to be looking at.
Let me check in with that, because, like okay. I said, I was in right. In Tina's mode,
let's go back to Tina mode. How about that? And we can always talk about.
Yeah, let me check in with a lot of the different ways, and I will answer your question.
Of fact, we have a nice little kind of coincidence, you know, I don't believe in, but a coincidence going on here, because we're going to welcome Tina back to the show. Tina's a regular, and I know Tina, and we're talking about the fact that I'm saying, hey, I need your help to beat the bushes, and if you run into anybody who has problems with their dogs, give them my number. Well, Tina did that. And so we're going to talk to Tina, and then the caller we're going to talk to after Tina, she had dog problems, and Tina said, call Aunt Martha. And it was really funny because Mary has a little consignment store, and she's told us, because we talked to her last week on the air, and she told me too, but Tina came in and she's recommended that Mary call me about her dog. And then she said, Tina left, and 5 minutes later, another woman came in and said the same thing, call Martha. And so she did. So anyway, that word of mouth is working very well. Anyway, with big thanks to Tina, and welcome back to Animal World. Good morning, Tina. You're live with Natasha.
Good morning. Thanks for getting me in.
You're more welcome. Welcome, welcome. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm driving, and I pulled over, and you went to advertisers, and I had to start driving again because I have to be somewhere. So hopefully the signal stays clear. I have two animals I want to check in with you, Natasha.
Okay.
Desi is a cat. She's an older girl, and she's white with some black and brown. And the other one is Rainy, and she's my 35-year-old mare.
Okay, yes.
Do you want to just check in and see?
Ask a question to get this tuned in better.
Well, so we do Desi first. You mentioned her first. Desi is your older female cat.
Uh-huh.
So what do you want to know from Natasha about Desi?
Well, she's not gaining any weight, and she wants to eat like 20 times a day. And I took her to the vet. They did not do any blood work, but found that she had an ear infection and treated that. Then her third eyelid popped up, and so she it's just not getting any better. And she's, you know, I'm feeding her like 20 times a day.
Yeah.
So I'm checking in with her on that.
Yeah. Her gut is off, and I'm getting that she's getting the last diabetic tendencies that animals can get into as the body shifts and changes into the older year.
Okay. All right, Natasha, now with an older cat, you know, that's eating a lot and not gaining weight, mm-hmm. that started first before the ear infection and stuff. That with most older cats is a hyperthyroid situation.
Yeah.
But she hasn't been checked for that, and that's one of the reasons we're having Tina check in with you. Now, you just mentioned the possibility of diabetes, and that we didn't talk about. So does it feel more like that, or do you get a hyperthyroid thing? Because Tina was thinking about taking her back for more blood tests and to have that checked, but what does it feel like to you?
Well, I heard the word diabetic tendencies.
Diabetic tendencies. Okay.
Yeah, so it's that when the body gets off, it's blood sugar. The thyroid can engage in that scenario.
So it could be both.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's in that mode because she's almost feeling older than what she really is in age. Okay. Does that feel right to you?
Maybe, but she's really in pretty good shape for her age.
Okay.
Now, then she had the ear infection, which was treated, but then she started, you know, messing with her ear again and shaking her head. Is it anything about the ear?
Her neck is out.
Okay.
All right, so that's a Dr. Nils thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Her neck is out. Because I went to the back of the neck, right at the like where our acciput and occiput are, somewhere in there is feeling out.
Okay.
There's been a little bit of stress. There's the stress that has been going on in the home, and energetically has been throwing her off. Also, I'm getting.
Really? I don't know that there's any stress or bad energy at home, but
no. I mean, the sense of how do I put this, universe? This angst that's out there. You know, the angst of I got to get here, got to do this, got to do that. You know, that angst. What do you want to call it? there's something coming up for you that you're starting to feel this angst about, and I'm getting that it's not necessarily a negative thing. It's just that as we get older, our tendencies towards engaging in life is a little bit more sensitive, I'm going to call it.
Okay.
So.
Now, I know that Tina does things like archery on horses, and she's been doing kind of these marathon things where you run and you shoot arrow and all that kind of stuff. But I think you just had that big. Are you training for anything else big, Tina?
No, we've got just archery, mounted archery practice, and we have a training and competition coming up next month, or June. But I do have, I'm turning 65 in August, and I have to sign up for Medicare, and that's kind of stressing me out. And I need to,
Natasha's starting to nod her head, so I think you're getting closer to the energy she's feeling.
Yeah, so and I've got, clutter at home that I'm feeling a little overwhelmed.
Okay, Natasha, start talking.
Okay, so that's that. Sometimes when the universe gives me, they give me the whispers that are the underminers that come in and start sabotaging our peacefulness. And that's what we're working through right now, is that agitations that, like, I look around my house going, God, I got to deal with this. But it's not necessarily that it's a big stressor. It's not the end of the world type stressors, but it's those little, like, it's like a sliver in the finger that you just can't grab onto things like you want to. It's that kind of
thing. That makes total sense, yeah.
Yeah. So going into this, that it's that part of that acceptance. And as you're working with getting a little bit older and you're finding that your body isn't working the way you want it to, like it was when it's younger, that's another stressor. And then your cat is in that same energy field. And then you have your horse that's still in that same energy field. So you're all negotiating this energy of accepting the elder body. And what is the next step we're going into?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, now, Natasha, I'm getting what I just came in. See if this resonates with you too. Tina, what I was getting, Dr. Nels, he puts out his newsletter and he does an affirmation for the month. Uh-huh. And it was last month, I think, we close our affirmations with it. But I just got a good thing for you to do is when you start to get into that, thing, the aging and all the stuff that's those little stressors, is to cross your hands over your chest and do the I trust, I trust, I trust. Okay. Now, Natasha's nodding her head. Does that feel, Natasha, does that feel like that could help Tina? Balance that energy a little bit. No, Natasha's whipping water all over her desk right now.
Yeah,
so
it's about energy. Okay, so yes. And what I was getting is that, and I just pulled a bunch of cards, and one was fear, communication, and trust. So fear, communicate through the, if you have fear, communicate through the fear, even if it's just talking out loud to yourself. I'm in this moment. We're in this moment. We're going to be safe. We're going to be fine. We're moving with the energies. I'm in aligning with the energies that we're going into. I'm doing this with grace and ease. So the communication, communicate with yourself, communicate with your animals. And then that's next stage. So you've got this like threefold. You have you in the middle, your cat and your horse, all in the same energy field of eldership. I'm going to call it, uh-huh. And the bodies are all changing into that eldership, and it's that next stage where animals don't always do it. They do it through their health first.
Okay.
Almost every animal that I've had that has gone through the last stages of their life have been where their bodies have, the kidneys have not worked as well. The digestive system hasn't worked as well. The liver hasn't worked as well. The thyroid hasn't worked as well. And then when they all don't work as well, then there's this kind of overall dis-slash-ease that is going on in the body. And that's what I'm getting about your cat. Is okay. And your horse too has that little bit of like she's getting feeling like that arthritic feeling with your horse is starting to really agitate her. Is she dealing with agitation?
Well, my gelding kind of agitates her.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's, you know, she is arthritic. She we just had a vet call because she stopped eating, but now she's, I changed her feed a little bit. We gave her some vitamin C and B. And so now she's eating and cleaning up. And, but she's got cataracts. She's got arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
She's 35, maybe 36. I'm thinking this might be her last summer.
I'm getting that she's, and sometimes, you know, that animals, since they don't have the, they have the consciousness of, oh my gosh, the consciousness that they have is amazing. But the way that they start negotiating their world is by health.
Uh-huh.
Is what I'm getting. And so with that, as they start shutting down, and then that's one of their tellers for us humans so that we start saying, oh, okay. You know, it's uh-huh. one of those easing us into that change.
Uh-huh.
Now, well,
the vet did a full blood panel on Rainy the horse and said, how is she so healthy? Her liver's good, her kidneys are good, she's, you know, her white blood count's good, and the only thing was Cushing's was at 29 and they like it at 20, but it's not something that we really need to treat right now. We're feeling
I'm getting that Rainy will be she's holding, but then it's going to be like a slippery slope towards the end.
And now I have a question, Natasha. Tina, now I know we talked about this before, but I know we didn't do it recently. Did you ask your vet about doing a trial course of thyroid for Rainy?
No, that didn't come up. Because her thyroid's good in the blood work. So.
Right, but that doesn't mean anything.
That
doesn't mean anything. And I think I've told you before, remember that horses can get Pleckner syndrome.
Yeah.
Okay. And they often get it when they're really old like that. And uh-huh. the treatment for horses is simple. It's just thyroid, which is uh-huh. a cheap powder. You put it in their food and twice a day.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm not getting that. Are you, Natasha?
See, I would do it yesterday, and I would bet you it would make a huge difference with her.
Okay, I'm not getting thyroid, but I can tell you that if you work with one system, it does help the other systems.
Right, and with the Pleckner syndrome, it's not the thyroid may be fine, but the thyroid hormones may be bound by the estrogen in her system.
Yeah, and uh-huh. so there's that, and then, you know, there's this whole big picture of, you know, that when one system isn't working as well, it puts stress on the others, even though they may not be yelling and screaming in blood tests.
But I would ask your vet to put her on, try a trial of 1 month on thyroid. See what happens.
Okay.
But anyway, so we're up against the clock now. Anything last minute for Tina?
With your horse that her digestive system is say and I'm getting an oil. Can you put an oil in her food to make it easier for her body to digest it?
I put water. I wet it down.
Yeah, I don't want to say fish oil, but you know, it's something that can. Is there an oil that you put in food for horses? Why am I getting oil? I don't know.
I can give her some oil, which gives her like fat, which helps with her weight. And
yeah, exactly.
Do you want to do something like that? All right. Now, do we need Natasha to hold Tina over, or are we good?
Okay. Yeah, I just pulled into the ranch, so I'm opening the gate, and so I appreciate your time.
All right, Tina, you can call me if you need to. Oh, and Tina, there's something else I need to talk to you about anyway.
Okay.
Doesn't relate to any of this.
Yeah, and real quick, going through the elder ages of animals, it's not always easy, and it's not always doing it right. We got to do with what feels good, okay?
Okay.
All righty.
Blessings.
God bless, Tina.
Thank
Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. All righty. Let's see. Well, after Mary and Deborah will be coming up after the top of the hour, but it's time now to fire up that love train and spread the love all over the planet, which is so needed right now. And it is our chance to get up and do some dancing. I saw a news report, an official news report, that actually said one of the best forms of exercise we can do is dancing. And that's what we do. And dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere or get up and join the love train with us. I'll cruise through and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up, and your phone calls will be after that next hour. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.